Ramos putting it in to Caligiuri. Beats the first man. A left-footed shot. Paul Caligiuri has scored a goal. The USA lead 1-0.
My passion is to rid this great nation of America of soccer. I'm never going to rest, never going to tire of trying to show the rest of my fellow citizens that this is a waste of our time, energy, and resources.
What letter does socialism start with? S. What letter does Satan start with? S. What letter does soccer start with? I'm going to give you a great big yes on that one. Do you think this is some kind of coincidence or something?
Hi. There are a million of them, and they're all amazing.
Recently, I've been delving a little deeper into the pyramid. A lot of that has to do with where I'm living. I'm a great distance from any MLS city. Since moving to the southeast, I've been in somewhat of a soccer no man's land. Yeah, there's the PDL and the NPSL, and I enjoy watching those games when I get an opportunity to, but the support and quality of those leagues can vary from team to team. Truthfully, there's nothing quite like watching the top division, which in America is MLS. Yet right now, there's a new dog in the fight. The North American Soccer League has reemerged over the last few seasons to sort of up the game on American soccer. A lot of people are looking at them as if there's nothing more than a second division. And based on the United States Soccer Federation, that's what they're supposed to be. But if you listen to Bill Peterson, the commissioner of NASL, he seems to be talking as if they're taking on MLS head to head. The game he's talking seems to be less about building a strong second division and more about getting the markets and marketability of a first division. NASL is taking on secondary markets, and even putting teams into some legitimate first-tier markets. They have teams in DC Metro, and with the Cosmos, they have the biggest name in North American soccer, playing in America's top market. Additionally, they've also stacked teams in the Southeast, a market that MLS is dying to break into. Still, ardent MLS supporters are quick to dismiss NASL as just a new flash in the pan. Even MLS itself skipped right by D2 and went with USL Pro when trying to improve its own product. Then there's the marketing of USL Pro, who seems to still have some bitter blood over the NASL-USL Pro divorce. USL Pro has even gone as far as to refer to itself as the best soccer league in North America outside of MLS. NASL is gaining strong support. NASL is building soccer-specific stadiums. NASL is growing their own players and getting a foothold in San Antonio, Atlanta, Minneapolis, Tampa Bay, Miami, and Raleigh-Durham, all potential MLS markets. Believe it or not, there is an MLS-only crowd, a we-don't-care-about-anything-below-the-top-division crowd. There are those who will not look at NASL because it doesn't have the quality. Having watched some NASL games this past weekend after watching MLS, there is a difference in quality. But it might not be as drastic as one might think. So, what is NASL's goal? NASL offers us an interesting proposition, but we don't quite know what their goal is. Do they want to be the ABA to MLS's NBA? I see myself looking at them and feeling like they're going to eventually attempt a merger with MLS. They are the second division, but they seem to be working completely incongruent with MLS, unlike USL Pro, the third division, which does have direct ties to the league. NASL needs to figure out what it is they're trying to do, and so do I. The quality is good, even if their relationship with MLS, and to a lesser extent USSF, seems strained. Is NASL a friend? A foe, or something entirely different? I guess that's for Bill Peterson to find out. This is the Mind of Abram, coming to you at the All-American Soccer Podcast. Sort of.